shortstop in left field, Junior Franco. At first base, Sergio Gutierrez. At second base, S.B. Chad. The shortstop, Juan Cornell. The third baseman, Gene Walters. The pitcher, J.J. DiRozio. And tonight's starting pitcher, Liam Norris. Ladies and gentlemen, this time to honor America and for those who can rise and stand, time now for the singing of our national anthem of the United States of America. Look for the flag of the USA above the right field fence. Ladies and gentlemen, to sing the Star Spangled Banner, Alyssa Coffey.
Oh, say can you see by the light what so bright stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket ready, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of free of the brave.
Alyssa Coffey with our national anthem. Great job.
Good evening and a welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for the series finale of this three-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers and, of course, your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Getting ready for first pitch, Liam Norris finishing up his warm-up pitches. He's the left-handed starter today for the Rawhide. Let's give you today's starting lineup presented by T-Mobile. Leading off for the Quakes at shortstop, number 13, Austin Gauthier. Batting second in center field, number 11, Jake Vogel. Batting third and right, number 22, Damon Keith. In the cleanup spot, at first base, number 35, Junior Garcia. Batting fifth is the designated hitter, number 3, Yainer Fernandez. Batting sixth and left, number 16, Luis Rodriguez. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 48, Kenneth Betancourt. Batting eighth for the Quakes, behind the plate, number 14, Marco Hernandez. And batting ninth for the Quakes at third, number 6, Hector Martinez.
Leading off for the
on the mound
Quakes is the shortstop, number 13, Austin.
For the Quakes today is Peter Wabeck. Again, Hubick on the mound for the Quakes, but right now on the mound for the Rawhide, Liam Norris. We are ready for first pitch. It is 5:59. The first pitch misses high, ball one. At the plate is Gauthier. He has been the leadoff man this entire series. The pitch bounces low in the dirt in front of home plate, ball two. Catching Zio. Third baseman Gene Walters. The shortstop, Juan Cornell. Second baseman, S.P. Chen. And a first base, Sergio Gutierrez. The pitch, called strike. 2-1 count. Two balls, one strike. Pitch from Norris. Missing out. In left field for the Rawhide, Junior Franco. Center fielder, Alvin Guzman. And in right, it's Jason Roberson. Here's the pitch. Missing a low ball for Gauthier, draws a walk to start off the game. Gauthier, the runner on first, and Jake Vogel comes to the plate. Outfield shading to the right. Wind blowing out to right field. There's finally a breeze. There was no breeze yesterday here in Visalia. Pitch from Norris. Misses low ball one. There's a gap in left center field. Currently 100 degrees in Visalia. The pitch swung on and missed strike one. Again, a little bit of a breeze. 8 miles an hour out to right field. Sunday evening game. Now that we're in July, we don't play 1 o'clock games on Sundays. Try to get a little bit of shade in the ballpark. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. Norris this season 0-6 with a 6.66 ERA. The pitch. Misses low and in. Ball two. Yesterday, the Rawhide took down the Quakes by a score of 4-2. But game one, the Quakes took down the Rawhide 12-0, been shut out. The pitch. Missing high and outside, ball three. Full count, nobody out, and a runner on first in the top half of the first inning. Winner today takes the three-game series. The pitch. Missing in, he checks his swing. Did he go? No, according to Josiah Shepard on the bases. So back-to-back walks given up by Norris. Last pitch didn't miss by much, but it was inside. So runners on first and second now. Nobody out. And at the plate will be Damon Keith. But first, Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach of the Rawhide, is going to have a conversation on the mound with Norris and D'Orazio. Calling balls and strikes behind the plate today is Ryan Wilson. Damon Keith coming to the plate. Yesterday, he went 1-for-4 with an infield single. On second, Austin Gauthier. On first, Jake Vogel. Pitch from Norris. Misses low. Southpaw sets, checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Missing low in the dirt, hits off of D'Orazio's equipment, but the runners are going to talk about heading for third, but it hit off of the left shoulder of D'Orazio, and it went towards the third base side, so it would have been a close play if he decided to run. Norris's last appearance was a week ago last Sunday against San Jose. 2-1, swung on and missed strike two. Took the loss after giving up 7 runs, but only 3 of them earned in 3 innings of work. Gave up 7 hits, walked 2 while striking out 4 Giants batters. The 2-2 just misses outside, ball 3. Full count, nobody out, runners on first and second. The pitch swung on, fouled off into the netting.
The last foul ball is the Porto Subs prize ball. Take it to the general store for a free sandwich from Porto Subs.
Full count still, runners on first and second, and nobody out. Payoff pitch. Misses high, ball four. Bases are now loaded for Junior Garcia, the first baseman.
Heading towards the plate, his first baseman, number 35, Junior Garcia.
Garcia batting from the right side, batting 269 this season. The pitch misses low and in, ball one. One ball. Pitch from Norris. Swung on and missed, strike one. Last two batters, he's gotten it to two strikes, just couldn't finish out for a strikeout, although in the last at bat, to Keith, the third ball did look like a strike three. The pitch is swung on, ground ball through into center field. That's going to score two, and the Quakes now lead 2-0. That's the first hit of the day. Garcia singles into center field. Gauthier scores from third. Vogel scores from second, and Keith now standing on second, and Garcia on first with a two-run single. Fernandez batting from the right side. First pitch is swung on and fouled off. Runner on second, Keith on first, Garcia. The pitch swung on, fouled off. Fernandez had two big home runs in game one of this series. He had a grand slam and then a three-run homer, drove in seven runs. Over half of the runs scored were off the bat of Fernandez in game one. 0-2. Swung on, lined into left center field, a base hit. They're going to send to Keith. The throw from Guzman is cut off in a 3-0 ball game now in the top half of the first. And again, Guzman's throw went to the shortstop, Corny Yell, to hold Garcia at second. 3-0 ball game. Luis Rodriguez at the plate, and now there is movement in the Rawhide pen. Here's the pitch. Swung on hard, one hopper, two, Corniel fields it, throws a second for one, on to first in time, a much-needed double play. Two down, and a runner on third. Garcia is able to advance on the double play. Fernandez retired from the bases.
Heading to the plate is second baseman, number 48, Kenneth Bethencourt.
Now Kenneth Bethencourt comes to the plate. He's batting from the right side. Right-handed heavy lineup tonight for the Quakes. Two down, the pitch. Called strike outside corner. The pitch. Misses low. Ball one. The 1-1. Misses low. Ball two. 3-0 ball game. Quakes lead in the top half of the first. There is a movement in the Rawhide pen, and I think it's Josh Swales. Here's the pitch. Just misses. Ball three. Norris just not getting those close pitches tonight. And it is Swales warming in the pen. The 3-1. Misses low and inside, ball four. That's the fourth walk given up by Norris in this inning. No runners on the corners. Two down.
Now batting for the Quakers tonight.
And Marco Hernandez will bat for the
Marco Hernandez.
On third, still Junior Garcia. On first is now Betancourt. The pitch misses low, ball one. Two down, runners on the corners. 3-0 ball game. Norris just over 30 pitches now. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. 1-1 count. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off third base side. One ball, two strikes, two down. Norris sets, checks the runner on first. The pitch, runner takes off. It's swung on, high fly ball, left center field. Guzman comes over and he makes the catch to end the inning. But the Quakes get on the board first as a 3-0 ball game going into the bottom half of the first inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
With a passion for helping last year, navigating a pandemic with two kids and two jobs. This year, small business owner, nonprofit founder, $500,000 grant direct deposited into a Valley Strong business account. That's the strong in Brittany. Valley Strong Credit Union. We work hard because you do.
It's Final Night of Oaks, a throwback weekend in Valley Strong Ballpark, where the Rawhide have been transformed back to the Mighty New Oaks. Parks and Brews Sundays are thanks to our friends at Haskell's Beef Depot. And Cowbell, America's largest cowbell, is located behind the Cuya Health Grandstand on the third base side. Now it's time to give that thing a ring for that. We'll send it to Naomi.
Hey, guys, I'm here with Gordy. It's actually his 9th birthday, and he's going to be ringing the cowbell today.
Final man for the first inning, heading to the plate for the Mighty City Oaks is the shortstop, number 3, Juan Cornejo.
Juan Cornejo leads it off for the Rawhide, bottom half of the first. They trail by 3. Pitch to Cornejo, called strike on the outside corner. On the bump for the Quakes is Peter Hubeck. The pitch swung on, hard one hopper. Perfect bounce to the second baseman, Betancourt. Throws to first. One down. Perfect hop to Betancourt. Right to his chin, actually. Almost like he was playing catch. One down, nobody on it. Pitch Pitch misses high, ball one. One oh count. Pitch misses low in the dirt, ball two. Two oh. Swung on, ground ball, first baseman Garcia is there. He's going to tag first himself for the second out of the inning. Here's Junior Franco coming to the plate. Now, Hubeck, the pitcher for the Quakes, he has only thrown four pitches in this inning. If you're Junior Franco, ideally you're going to take a few pitches here. Just to give Norris some time to rest, the pitch swung on and missed strike one. Of course, as I say that, he swings. The reason why you want to do that, possibly, it depends on each player, how they can handle things mentally. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner. Liam Norris just pitched for quite some time, threw over 30 pitches. Needs some time to kind of recuperate. The pitch misses outside ball one. That was always something that at least I was conscious of during my playing days. One ball, two strikes. The pitch swung on, foul tipped. The catcher, Hernandez, can't hold on to it. So Franco stays alive. Marco Hernandez, the catcher today at third base, Hector Martinez. The shortstop, Austin Gauthier. At second base, Kenneth Betancourt. And first baseman, Junior Garcia. From left to right, Luis Rodriguez, Jake Vogel, and Damon Keith. The pitch to Franco swung on and missed strike three. He goes down swinging, and it's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Hubeck. To the second inning, Liam Norris coming back out on the mound. The Quakes lead 3-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
We mean every sound.
New at Valley Strong Ballpark is the Rawhide Beer Band. The beer band is $25 and comes with your first fill. After that, all beers are $10, premium or domestic. Get $10 refills on your 24-ounce Rawhide Beer Band at every game. Got questions about the ballpark? Visit the Budweiser Guest Services, and one of our friendly team members will be ready to answer your questions. And of course, the Guest Services is brought to you by One Oak Beverage Company and Budweiser, the official beer of the Vice City Oaks. Today is the final night of the Chatterhead Auction. Now in the chance to own any piece of Oak history. Head of the Oaks, the beloved mascot, Chatter. Visit the general store or stop by Chatterhead Candanella to place your bid on tonight's auction. And good luck. Leading on, time for the second inning for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. It's third baseman, number six, Hector Martinez.
Top half of the second inning. Quakes lead 3-0. Here's the pitch. Called strike, count as 0-1. Hector Martinez at the plate, the number 9 batter today. Pitch misses low in the dirt, bounce in front of the plate. 1-1 count. The pitch. Swung on, popped up in the infield. Shortstop Corniel coming in. So is Gene Walters. And it will be Walters, the third baseman, who makes the catch for the first out of the inning.
Batting for the Quakes and shortstop, Austin Gauthier.
Scott there batting from the right side. One away, nobody on. And Quakes lead by three. They scored the three runs in the first inning off of two hits and four walks. Pitch is swung on, a high pop fly towards home plate, and it will reach the stands on the first row. J.J. DeRozio, the catcher, was giving chase. Looked like he might have been underneath it, but not a lot of foul territory at Valley Strong Ballpark, so lands just in the front row stands. 0-1 count, one away. Gauthier walked in his first at-bat. Pitch is a called strike, 0-2 count. O-2. Low in the dirt. Bounces in front of the plate. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. One ball, two strikes, one down. Here's the pitch. Tries to check his swing, saying he did go around, according to Josiah Shepherd on the bases. So Gauthier goes down swinging for the first out of the inning.
Center fielder Jake Vogel.
From here, it looked like I think he held up, but Josiah Shepherd on the bases says he went around. So second out of the inning, first strikeout of the day for Norris. Vogel at the plate. Pitch misses low, ball one. Visalia Kia, the used car super center. Many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a flare into center field. Guzman goes over, makes the catch, and it's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Liam Norris and the Rawhide. Heading into the bottom half of the second, the Quakes still lead 3-0, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Reminder, dogs all shapes, sizes, and breeds. Welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark at any game, thanks to California Service Dog Academy. Visit Haskell's Meat Depot at their location on Noble in Vice City, and you find all your pets' best food options. Tonight, you can nominate your dog for tonight's Envy Pop at their booth, located top of the California Service Dog Academy pasture, next to Central Dog Park. For more information, let's send it to Naomi.
Hey guys, I'm over here at the High School Food Depot booth. You can come over here and enter your dog for the MVP pup. Whether or not it's here, you have your dog with you, you can bring a picture and show it, and we'll be announcing the winner at the 8th inning, and we have all kinds of goodies for your dogs. Come on over here!
Leading off this half portion of the final of the second inning for the Miami Oaks, catcher number 6, J.J. DeRozio.
J.J. DeRozio at the plate, batting from the right side. Bottom half of the second inning, first pitch is swung on, fouled off. The Quakes lead 3-0. Hubeck on the mound for the Quakes. He has a 7.20 ERA, no wins, no losses. The pitch misses low. This is his 7th overall appearance and 6th start. his first appearance against the Rawhide, though. Here's the 1-1, swung on, deep fly ball, but very, very foul, left field side. 1-2 count. In his last overall appearance, he threw two scoreless innings against the Fresno Grizzlies. That was out of the bullpen, though. Only reason why he threw out of the pen that day was he was throwing after the Dodgers rehabber, Andrew Haney. 1-2. Pitch to D'Orazio. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner. He goes down looking for the first out of the inning. And now SB Chen will bat from the left side. One away, nobody on.
Number 27, SB Chen.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike 1. Hubek was drafted by the Dodgers in the 3rd round of last year's draft from Baltimore, Maryland out of Gilman High School. Pitch misses, ball 1. He's expected to go only about 2 innings. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner, although he's working quickly and efficient. He's under 20 pitches still. I don't know if he has a pitch limit or an inning limit today. The pitch swung on and missed, strike 3. 3 consecutive strikeouts now for Hubek. So again, Hubek only expected to go about 2 innings with how many pitches he's thrown. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes 3, but again, it depends on the organization. The Rawhide and the Diamondbacks, usually it seems to be more pitch count. For the Dodgers, it could just be innings. The pitch misses, ball 1 to Guzman. And after Hubek, it is expected to be Ronan Kopp. The pitch swung on, fouled off, out of play, right field side. 1-1, 2 away, and nobody on for Alvin Guzman. Rawhide trail by 3 in the bottom half of the 2nd inning. Hubek kicks, swung on, popped up, it'll reach the grandstands.
That's another Portisubs prize ball. Take it to General Store to get a free sandwich from Portisubs.
One ball, 2 strikes, 2 down. Infield shooting slightly to the left of the pitch. They did check down first base Josiah Shepard, and he says he didn't go. I spoke a little too soon, but it was pretty obvious he didn't go around from this angle. 2-2 count, 2 down. Here's the pitch. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. Hubek strikes out the side in the Rawhide. Still trail by 3 as we go into the 3rd inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs and 95 calories.
Look to entertain a group of clients, friends, or family at an affordable price. You can book your group in the Budweiser Red Zone. Enjoy the action of left field while enjoying the ice-cold Beach Floating Age Budweiser, the official beer of the Rawhide. The covered deck along the left field is brought to you by Budweiser Bud-O Beverage Company. For all that you do, this Bud's for you. And we'd like to welcome Valley Pure to Valley Strong Ballpark tonight. Thanks to you, Valley Fire Pure, for bringing you such a large group out tonight. Hope that you all enjoy tonight's game. Thank you to David Allen, the Allen Law Firm, for bringing bounce houses to Valley Strong Ballpark. It is available for Kids Club members in the Valley Children's Kids Corral tonight and every Sunday home game. To all these groups and all the fans in attendance tonight, welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark. To book an outing with your family and friends in one of our group areas, give us a call at 732-4433. Group rates are available and give me as few as 10. Yes, ask guest services about group outings or contact the Rawhide Ticket Office, sponsored by Kaweah Health, at 559-732-4433. Again, that's 732-4433. Time from the third inning. Valley.
Top half of the third, first pitch swung on, deep fly ball to left field. Franco watches it go, a solo shot for Damon Keith to make it a 4-0 ball game. First pitch from Norris in the inning is drilled over the left field wall. That is his 12th home run of the season. Damon Keith makes it a 4-0 ball game in the third. Base is still empty, nobody out. Third hit of the day for the Quakes, and now Junior Garcia is at the plate. Now first pitch misses first high and outside ball Garcia. One. Garcia singled with the bases loaded in his last at bat. Drove in two runs. Pitch misses low in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. That home run, by the way, hit 452 feet over the left field wall, according to TrackMan. Here's the pitch. Called strike outside corner, 3-1 count now. Josh Swales up in the pen, warming again. 3-1. Called strike, count is full. So Swales, who's warming in the pen, if he does come in today, which I assume is scheduled, this will be the first time we see him out of the bullpen this season. The 3-2 swung on, fouled off, out of play. The pitch swung on, lined into left field. That'll land in front of Franco for a base hit. Franco was playing really deep. If he was playing in normal depth, he might have been able to make that catch on in the air, but land in front of him for two hopper base hit.
Back to point. Designated hitter, Yainer Fernandez.
That's the second hit of the day for Garcia. Now Yainer Fernandez will bat from the right side. The pitch, fouled off, out of the backstop, count is 0-1. Fernandez had a RBI single in the first inning. 4-0 ball game, Quakes lead in the third. Here's the pitch, swung on, lined over the head of the leaping second baseman, Chen, goes into center field. Guzman gets it in very quickly, shows off his arm there in center field to hold Garcia at second. Fifth hit of the day. Now runners on first and second.
The batter left hander,
nobody
Luis
out.
Rodriguez.
And Luis Rodriguez comes to the plate. He did ground into a double play in his last at bat. Started off with a ground ball to the shortstop, Corniel. Runner on second is Garcia. On first, Fernandez. The pitch. Called strike outside corner. Norris, drafted by the Diamondbacks in the third round of 2020, started his professional career with the Rawhide. The pitch swung on, lined into center field. Here comes Guzman. He makes the catch on the run. Garcia's going to try to tag. Here's the throw to third, not in time. Close play. He was coming in on it. Garcia definitely would have been out because that was a very close play. at third.
To the plate, his second baseman, Kenneth Betancourt.
It is the first out of the inning. Runners in the corners. And Kenneth Betancourt is batting from the right side. On third, Garcia, first Fernandez, and at the plate, Kenneth Betancourt. Betancourt walked in his first at-bat. Runner takes off the pitch. Misses outside, ball one. Fernandez took second on that pitch. Stolen base. And took off immediately before Norris even threw the ball because he was working out of his windup. The pitch swung on, fouled off, out of play. So that takes away the potential double play ball. And infield is now in with runners on second and third and one down. Norris now over 55 pitches thrown. The pitch. Missing outside. Ball two. Two, one. Swung on, fouled off, out of play behind our press box. Norris against the Quakes, 0-2 with a 7.39 ERA. The Quakes are batting 289 against him this season. The 2-2 swung on, chopper up the middle, goes into center field, a base hit. Garcia will score. They're sending Fernandez. Guzman will throw it to second. Two runs score on the play. It's 6-0. Quakes the lead in the top half of the third. Three runs have scored here again.
Now batting for the Quakes.
So a chopper up the middle hit by Betancourt drives in two runs. If the infield wasn't in, Cornell probably would have been able to get an out there. And here comes 8-4 Liam Norris. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, it'll be Josh Swales on the mound for the Rawhide in relief for Norris. He will inherit a runner on first in a 6-0 ball game, top half of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
By Sandy Oaks, now pitching number 22, Josh Swells. Beer batter, Marco Hernandez.
Swales on the mound for the Rawhide. At the plate is Marco Hernandez. The pitch misses high, hits off of the glove of DeRozio, and that will allow Betancourt to take second. Six nothing ball game. Top half of the third. Swales in relief for Norris. Rule to pass the ball on DeRozio. Hernandez flew out to center field in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. Missing high. Ball two. Outfield shifting to the right, infield to the left. And that pass ball on DeRozio takes away the potential inning-ending double play now. Here's the pitch. Missing high. Ball three. Swales missed the last few weeks of the season. He was placed on the injured list because he was dealing with a blister on his hand. Been bothering him for a while. He's been able to pitch through it until 2 weeks ago, the pitch, a called strike. Three balls, one strike. Swales, the right-handed pitcher, sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Count is now full. So Swales was placed on the injured list. Back on July 7th. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Hernandez goes down swinging. Four is brought to you by Visalia Kia. The used car supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000. And $500 down is all you need. Great job by Swales coming back from a 3-0 count to be able to strike out Hernandez. Two away, a runner on second, and Martinez at the plate. The pitch called strike inside corner. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. Big gap in right center field. Roberson playing a little bit more closer to the line. Guzman, the center fielder, playing in straightaway center. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Swales strikes out. The only two batters he faces. But the Quakes pick up another three runs. They lead 6-0 to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Because it has always been innately and uniquely human to be a builder. We can't help ourselves. It's in our boldness to build. To take the world around us and build it into something more playful. Because a playful mind sees the world not as it is, but for everything it could be. Get building and make the world your playground.
Valley Oaks Golf Course is conveniently located in the city of Isania Plaza Park, featuring 27 holes. Valley Oaks Golf Course provides great golf at a great value. Set amongst age-old native oak, eucalyptus, and tall pine trees. The trees nine, and rather the three nines, provide a great test of golf for players of all abilities. Only thing better than best Sunday baseball is Sunday golf. Tonight, Valley Oaks chipping contest going on. The college chipper in the chipping contest along with some of our kid club members. In addition to the great golf, Valley Oaks Golf Course also has a gift shop stocked with ladies equipment and apparel, a full service clubhouse with indoor outdoor seating, and a practice facility complete with a grass tee driving range. Practice bunker, chipping greens, and 9,000 square foot putting green. For info, or for big time, please contact the golf shop at 559-651-1441. Be sure to tell them the Rawhide is in your path. And now, let's send it to Naomi. Go down to tonight's Valley Oaks Chipping Contest. Take it away. Bottom half of the third inning. Now Valley designated hitter number four, Davey Estrada.
Davey Davy Estrada batting from the right side. We have a new pitcher on the mound. Pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Left-handed pitcher Ronan Kopp on the mound. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike
now
two.
Pitching for the Quakes. Number 27, Ronan Kopp.
Davy Estrada, the designated hitter. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. That is now five consecutive strikeouts for the Quakes pitching staff, going all the way back to the first inning to end the inning. Bronco struck out, and then Hubeck struck out the side, and now Kopp on the mound. Gutierrez batting from the right side, one down. Here's the pitch. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Missing inside. Ball one. So, Kopp in relief for Hubeck. This call to the bullpen, as always, is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Deep fly ball. Center field. Center fielder Vogel going back in front of the warning track and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Here's Gene Walters coming to the plate. He's another switch hitter for the Rawhide, batting from the right side today. Well, final pitching line for Hubeck. Two scoreless innings, four strikeouts, no hits. Didn't walk anyone. Rawhide don't have a base runner yet today. Pitch to Walters, a called strike on the inside corner. Southpaw kicks. In there, first strike. It was a breaking ball. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball in front of the pitcher's mound. Kopp picks it up, fires to first, just in time to get him. And that will end the inning. Close play there at first, but Walters is retired. Another 1-2-3 inning of work. Quakes lead by six going into the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Cross Crew Drive powered by Steel Power Equipment. To find your nearest steel dealer, fans, be sure to check the back of your ticket for special offers like the one from Eagle Mountain Casino. Get $20 bonus cash when you join the Summit Club at Eagle Mountain Casino. You must be 21 years of age or older. Celebrate your birthday at Valley Strong Ballpark with Timber, thanks to Party City. Affordable party packages, unique game day experiences, and memories that last a lifetime. Visit guest services to get more information on booking your party with the Rawhide. To Cucamonga, the batter, the shortstop, Arstein Gauthier.
Top half of the fourth inning. The Quakes lead 6-0 in this series finale. Swales is back on the mound. The pitch. Called strike. He came in relief for Liam Norris in the last half inning and sat down the only two batters he faced in that inning. struck Hernandez and Martinez out. Pitch to Gauthier, called strike. 0-2 now. Again, this is Swale's first appearance back off the injured list, and the first time we're seeing him out of the bullpen this season. Pitch misses high, ball one. Swales, 1-5, a 7.55 ERA. 14th appearance this season. The pitch is swung on, lined over the head of Corniel. Close play to make that catch, just didn't time it perfectly. And this kind of plays, it needs to be absolutely perfect to be able to make
now
that catch.
Center fielder, Jake Vogel.
Runner on first, nobody out. The pitch. Called strike, low outside corner to Vogel. Oh, 1 misses high. Swales, glove at the chest. Here's the pitch. Missing in. Ball 2. Swales has thrown 48 innings of work for the Rawhide this season. Striking out 39, walking 29. But opponents are batting 313 against him. The pitch swung on, lined into center field, a base hit. That's the second hit now that was hit just over the middle infielder's head. This time, S.P. Chen, the second baseman, unable to make the play. Again, both of those line drives would have been amazing plays by Corniel and Chen. But one of those situations where it was possible, just couldn't get to it. Damon Keith at the plate. He hit a home run in his last at-bat. Prior to that one, he walked. First time he's facing Swales. Pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1. One misses, hits off the glove of D'Orazio, but everyone stays where they are. 6-0 ball game, the Quakes lead in the top half of the fourth. Again, Swales in his first appearance off the injured list. Wasn't a serious injury, just a blister, and happens quite a bit. But the weather here in Visalia, with how hot it is, how sweaty, and a little bit of humidity. And he'd been dealing with it for a few weeks, and finally just came a little bit too tough to handle. Pitch from Swales. Swung on, deep fly ball center field. Guzman going back, still going back at the warning track, makes the catch. Gauthier is going to tag from second, makes it to third easily. A deep fly ball to center field. It is the first out of the inning. Vogel stays.
Stepping to the plate. First baseman.
At first base. Runners in the corners, one down. Junior Garcia at the plate, batting from the right side. One away. The pitch. Breaking ball misses high. Garcia is 2-for-2 today and has driven in 2 runs. Quakes have 8 hits today. 6 runs to show for it. Rawhide, all zeros on the board. Pitch misses. In fact, Rawhide have not had a base runner yet today. Swung on and missed. 2 balls, 1 strike. The pitch. misses outside. 3-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. Full count now. Garcia this season batting .269. Now has 51 runs batted in. Swales sets. Payoff pitch. Runner is off. It swung on and missed. A throw to second. A one hopper not in time. Almost a strike him out, throw him out to end the inning. The throw from DeRozio, one hops Chen. Actually, not a bad hop for Chen to handle. Close play, but Vogel safe at second. Two runners in scoring position now. Fernandez at the plate. Two away, Quakes lead by six in the fourth. Pitch misses low in the dirt. Nice stop by DeRozio. Runner on third. Gauthier on second, now Vogel. Yana Fernandez 2-for-2 with an RBI. The pitch. Swung on and missed. 1-1 count. Swales, glove at the chin. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hard ground ball through into center field. One run will score. Here comes Vogel. No throw to the plate. An 8-0 ball game. Top half of the fourth. With two outs and the speed of Vogel on second, no way the Rawhide were going to be able to get him out of the plate. 8-0 ball game off of 9 hits here in the fourth.
At the plate.
3 runs for the Quakes in the first. 3 in the third, and now 2 here in the fourth. 2 away, runner on first. At the plate, Luis Rodriguez. Here's the pitch. Called strike, 0-1 count. Misses low. Rodriguez 0-for-2. The pitch. Swung on and missed. He has grounded into a double play. The ground ball hit to the shortstop, Corny Yell. And he's also lined out into center. Right center, I should add. 1-2, 2 away. The runner on first. Swales kicks. Swung on. Slow ground ball to the shortstop. Corny Yell fields it. The throw to first, high. Gutierrez comes up and tags Rodriguez to end the inning. That was electric. That Rawhide electric play of the game is brought to you by Geiger Electric. They're family owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. The Quakes tack on another 2 runs. They now lead 8-0 as we go into the bottom half of the fourth. The Rawhide still have yet to have a base runner today. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
And your business forward, because that's what it takes to win in the dirt, and that's what it means to you. Never rival.
MyTV 53 is the home of My Network TV. It's the Central Valley local channel with news, live sports, and other entertaining shows. And it's now the official television home of the Bison Rawhide. Hey, Culligan Man, Culligan of Lindsay is backed by over 80 years of experience and the perfect solution for your family's water concerns. California Water, for all update on the action, we send it to Naomi. Take it away, Naomi.
Clinton and Harry just won the water balloon toss. Woo!
Okay. One chance the bottom hand for the fourth inning. Now bailing the shortstop, Juan Guarniel.
Bottom half of the fourth inning. Rawhide trailed by 8. First pitch from Kopp in the inning to Corniel. Misses very high. Catcher Hernandez couldn't get a glove on it. Rawhide don't have a base runner yet. Corniel, top of the order at the plate. He grounds it out to second in his first at bat. Pitch is swung on and tapped foul, third base side. This is the first time that Corniel's facing Kopp, though. This is only his second inning of work. The pitch swung on, a flare into center field, but Vogel comes in and makes the catch for the first out of the bottom half of the fourth. One away, nobody on, and Jason Roberson is batting from the left side.
Now batting for the Oaks, right fielder, Jason Roberson.
Roberson grounds it out to first in his first at bat. Roberson batting. Pitch to him is a called strike. Caught 4-2 with the 1.77 ERA. Pitch misses high. Entering today's game, this is his 20th appearance. And his 14th appearance out of the bullpen. He's thrown 41 innings of work. The pitch tries to check his swing to Roberson, saying he did not go according to Josiah Shepherd on the bases. 2 balls, 1 strike. So in those 41 innings of work, Kopp has struck out 74 while walking 27. Pitch misses low and out. 3 balls, 1 strike. The pitch misses low and outside, a ball 4. Roberson draws a walk, and that is the first base runner of the day for the Rawhide.
Rawhide fans can walk your way to free games called Keem Dean and Car 29.
For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of minor league baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. Pitch to Franco, misses low and outside, ball 1. Franco struck out swinging in his first at bat. Roberson on first. This is the first time a Quakes pitcher has to deal with a runner on. Bottom half of the fourth. Rawhide trail by 8. Franco takes called strike. Count is even, 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, threw into center field, a base hit. Roberson thinking about third, but he stays at second as Vogel gets it in. And that's the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. First hit of the day for the Rawhide is brought to you by Roaster Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. J.J. DeRozio batting to get the 8-run lead that the Quakes have. It's the bottom half of the fourth. Runner on second is Roberson. On first, Franco with 1 away. DeRozio struck out looking in his first at-bat. Pitch misses, ball 1. The pitch. Swung on and missed. High fastball he waved at. Kopp, 6'7", 250 pounds. Drafted in the 12th round of last year. The pitch. Misses. Ball 2. Kopp, only 19 years old. Turned 20. In 5 days, his birthday is July 29th. 2-1, missing, inside, 3-1 count now. 3-1. Swung on, one hopper to the shortstop. He bobbles it. The throw to second is in time. What a play by the shortstop Gauthier to still get an out there. That is so impressive. A hard line drive to him, hopped in front of his glove, somehow knocked it down, and knew exactly where he was in the playing field to make a perfect throw to second. Franco didn't slide there. He probably thought that there was no chance he was going to be out. But it is the second out of the inning. Two away and runners on the corners. Here's the pitch. Misses out to S.P. Chen. On third, Roberson. On first, D'Orazio. Called strike. 1-1 count. Left versus left matchup with copying a southpaw and Chen batting from the left. The pitch. Low and inside. Hits off of the catcher's gear. Now Roberson went about halfway down the line. Goes back to third. Thought about going. Roberson just trying to get a run on the board for the Rawhide. It did hit off of Hernandez's gear, but stayed around home plate. Love the aggressive base running from Roberson. Even more impressive that he was able to stop himself and get back to third base safely. 2-1. Swung on, fouled off. 2-2 count. Cop originally from Baldwin Park, California. Drafted by the Dodgers last year in the 12th round out of South Mountain Community College. Located in Arizona. 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Chen goes down swinging to end the fourth. Runners in the corners. And they are stranded there. That ends the fourth inning. We're heading into the fifth, just over an hour and 10 minutes into this ball game. Josh Swales back on the mound for the fifth inning. Quakes still lead 8-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
24-ounce tall cans of Firestone Walker 805 are on sale right now for only $8. Get to the concessions to get your $8 24-ounce 805 tall can starting now and until the end of the fifth inning. All courtesy of Firestone Walker Brewing Company. Park will feature fireworks on Friday, August 5th. An 805 night sponsored by Firestone Walker Brewing Company. Get your tickets for the return of fireworks Friday on Friday, August 5th. The batter for the Quakes, second baseman Kenneth Bettencourt.
Top half of the fifth. Kenneth Bettencourt takes ball one outside. Quakes lead 8-0. Rawhide did finally get a base runner in the last half inning. Pitch misses high. In fact, they actually had two base runners. Just couldn't push across a run. 8-0 ball game, top half of the fifth. The pitch. Called strike, inside corner, 2-1 count. It swales back on the mound. It's thrown over 2 innings of work for the Rawhide. Pitch is swung on, lined into right field. Here comes Roberson, a sliding catch. No, they're saying he dropped it. They're saying he dropped in right field. Roberson can't believe the call. He's trying to say, yes, I did catch it. He sold it well. Looking at the replay, I think he made the catch. Well, 10th hit of the day officially for the Quakes. The pitch is swung on, deep fly ball right center field. Roberson going back at the wall. It's off the terrace fence. Roberson bobbles it for a second. Here comes Betancourt scoring all the way from first to base. A 9-0 ball game. Roberson played it off the fence well, then bobbled it for a split second. And Betancourt just kept on going from first base.
Hector Martinez.
9-0 ball game, top half of the fifth. And again, do want to go back to that line drive. For those of you watching on MLB TV, you saw the replay. I didn't see it hit the grass. The only thing I could think is that Josiah Shepherd thought that Roberson trapped it, which is a possibility. Here's the pitch. Called strike, but Roberson really sold it well where I believed him. I called it like it was a catch. But Shepherd says that he did not. It, in fact, bounced in front of his glove. Here's the pitch. Misses low, ball one. At the plate is Hector Martinez. Marco Hernandez, the runner on second. He had the RBI double. Swales sets the pitch. Misses low. In right field on the double. Hit by Hernandez. We'll go through why in just a second. Here's the 3-1, swung on and missed. So Hernandez will not get the RBI. The reason is because I mentioned that Roberson bobbled the ball slightly in right field, and that was why Betancourt scored, according to the official scorer. So there is an error up on the board, and it will not be an RBI for Hernandez. But he does get the double. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. Full count, nobody out, and a runner on second for the Quakes as they lead 9-0. Payoff pitch, it's actually a step off. And movement in the Rawhide pen, looks like Yifer Perdomo starting to warm. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Martinez goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. One away, runner in scoring position still. It's Hernandez on second. Gauthier at the plate. He's reached base twice today. He's walked and singled. Only time he's been retired is when he struck out. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the shortstop. Corniel gobbles it up. The throw to first in plenty of time. Hernandez took off on contact as soon as he saw where it was hit, and he decided to go to third base. Heads up base running. Usually, when a ground ball hits to the left side of the infield, a runner might stay at second. Probably 8 times out of 10, they'll stay at second, but this time, Hernandez takes off for third. So he's there with two outs, and at the plate is Jake Vogel. Top half of the fifth. Pitch misses high. Quakes lead 9-0. They defeated the Rawhide in game one on Friday by a score of 12-0. Called strike. 1-1 count. Vogel has walked, flown out, and singled today. The pitch fouled off towards the first base dugout. One more, pitch. Swung on. Shallow pop up. Second baseman S.P. Chen is right there to make the catch on the edge of the infield dirt and outfield grass. But the Quakes put up another run. 9-0 ball game as we are halfway through this one. Heading into the bottom half of the fifth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
They get your Oaks view. Caring for Kids is a nonprofit foster family agency that serves the needs of children who have been removed from their homes due to abuse and neglect. They provide the same structured and nurturing foster home for at-risk children from infant to 18 years old. If you have any questions or if you would like to become a foster parent, their well-trained and dedicated staff can help you visit their booth in the right field concourse or give them a call at 559-583-9500. You can also visit their website. That's Caring for Kids, building better futures for our children. Now, Caring for Kids brings us the Oaks Junior Announcer. That's coming up in just a few moments, so get ready for that Junior Announcer. He's going to do a good job for us here on this Sunday night. Caring for Kids brings us the Oaks Junior Announcer tonight. Everett is our Junior Announcer, so Everett, take it away.
Now batting number 14, Alvin Griswell.
Alvin Guzman takes a called strike on the outside corner. Bottom half of the fifth inning, the Quakes lead 9-0. The pitch is fouled off, hits off of the home plate umpire, Ryan Wilson. Guzman today has struck out looking. It's only his second at bat of the day. And if you look at the Quake side of your scorebook, if you're keeping score. They're currently in their fourth time through the lineup. Rawhide only halfway through their second time through the lineup. It's an 0-2 count, nobody on, nobody out for the center fielder. Guzman is batting 197 this season. Pitch from Kopp just misses. Ball one. Looks good from here, but you have to remember Liam Norris, the starter for the Rawhide, didn't get that pitch called either. 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Guzman goes down swinging for the first out of the fifth.
Number four. Davey Estrada.
One down. The designated hitter Estrada at the plate. First pitch swung on and missed. 0-1 count. Estrada late on that fastball from Kopp. Missing low in the dirt. Breaking ball. Tries to check his swing on a high pitch, but the home plate umpire, Wilson, says he did go around. 1-2 count. Infield shading slightly to the left. Here's the pitch. Misses high. Ball two. That time Estrada laid off the high fastball. Shadows slowly taking over the field at Valley Strong Ballpark. Still a lot of sunlight in the left side of the outfield. The pitch just misses ball three. And then, of course, that pillar of sunshine going from first out to left center field, basically from first base out to the video board. JT manning the cameras today. Thank you for showing that so I don't sound crazy. The 3-2 swung on and missed strike three. Estrada goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Three consecutive strikeouts now for Cox. Sergio Gutierrez batting from the right side, two away. Here's the pitch. Called strike inside corner. The pitch misses low. Perdomo back up warming in the pen for the Rawhide. 1-1. Swung on, fouled off. Gutierrez in his first at-bat flew out to deep center field, right on the edge of the warning track. One ball, two strikes, two down, and Gutierrez calls for time. Does that pretty much every time after he gets the second strike on him. One, two. Missing outside. Very outside. Gutierrez in his second night as the first baseman this series. Second consecutive night, I should add. The 2-2 swung on, fouled off out of play behind our press box. And Gutierrez has really flashed the glove over there at first base. Haven't really seen a ground ball hit to him. I don't think we've had one hit to him today. Yesterday, I think we had one, but he made some amazing plays helping out his teammates. The pitch misses low and inside, ball three. We saw him with a few nice picks. Today, we saw him leap up and slap the back of Luis Rodriguez to end the fourth inning. The 3-2 swung on and missed strike three. Gutierrez goes down swinging to end the inning. Kopp strikes out the side. That's the second time today that the Rawhide have struck out in order to end the inning. We're going into the sixth. The Quakes still lead 9-0. And you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Your friends at Budweiser would like to remind you, if you're 21 or older, if you drink, you don't drive. Decide to ride. Responsibility hangs with rewards. Please don't be a responsible fan and decide to ride. Open up your lucky number scorecard. Draw your attention to the video board. Let's see if you're one of tonight's first winners. Here we go. Snow Shack, 10893. Trimark Smog Check, 10798. Tulare Meat Locker, 10721. Bazzaro's Japanese Restaurant, 10677. Centino's Barbershop, 10712. Don Taco, 10648. And Albi Roll Ice Cream, 10699. Congratulations to our winners. Please head on over to the general store to claim your prize. We got more lucky numbers coming up in a couple of innings. The Oaks now pitching. Number 15, Yennefer Perdomo. Top half of the sixth inning. Bailey for Rancho Cucamonga. Right fielder, David King.
We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. Yifer Perdomo in relief for Josh Swales. First pitch, Damon Keith misses low and in ball one. Perdomo, the third pitcher of the evening. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, Bugs. 1-0, missing low in the dirt and inside again, ball two. So Swales for the Rawhide threw 2 2/3 innings, giving up 3 earned runs off of 5 hits. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out 4. 2-0 from Perdomo, swung on and missed. Strike one. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Missing high, ball three. This is the first time we're seeing Perdomo out of the bullpen this season. Has been in the starting rotation, and I believe he's moving to the bullpen. I don't know if it's permanently. The pitch is swung on and missed strike two, because let's be honest, there's really nothing permanent in minor league baseball. But I believe he'll be there for at least a few weeks. Full count, nobody on, nobody out. It's the top half of the sixth inning, and the Quakes lead 9-0. Perdomo, glove at the belt. Southpaw kicks. Swung on, lined into left field. A leadoff base hit for Keith. Franco gets it in quickly to hold him to a single. Runner on first. Nobody out for Junior Garcia. He is 2-for-3 today.
First one, you're good. Junior Garcia.
Driven in 2 runs. He's also struck out today. Perdomo, 20 years old, he'll turn 21 in August. I think it's August 15th. Pitch misses inside, gets by DeRozio. That will allow Keith to move to second. It'll be a wild pitch on Perdomo. 1-0 count. Perdomo, 1-5 this season, a 7.26 ERA, 15th appearance. First time out of the bullpen. One oh. Swung on, popped up out of play behind the press box. Perdomo's thrown 48 innings of work for the Rawhide this season. Striking out 66, walking 37. And opponents have batted 262 against him. 1-1. Coming inside, and it hits Garcia. That's the first hit batter of the series, actually, I think. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. At the plate will be Yainer Fernandez. Fernandez is 3-for-3 today. He's driven in 3 runs, also has stolen a base, and he's scored a run. Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, is going to come have a conversation with Perdomo and DeRozio. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. Meeting on the mound is now over. Runner on second is Keith. He singled into left, and Garcia is on first. He was just hit by a pitch. Quakes lead 9-0. They have 12 hits today, have not committed an error. Rawhide, 1 hit, have committed 1 error. Pitch 2, Hernandez, swung on, foul tipped, 0-1 count. Perdomo and Fernandez are actually friends, both from Venezuela. Perdomo said that he's known him for quite some time now. The pitch misses outside, ball one. I know that Perdomo and D'Orazio have known each other for quite some time as well, not only from the Blue Jays organization, where they were both traded to the Diamondbacks last year, but they also played on the national team together. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, lined into left field, a base hit. That's going to score Keith. No, they're going to hold him. But here's Garcia taking a large turn around second. Now he's going to be caught in a rundown. They're going to throw to Walters. He's going to tag the runner, and Keith takes off because of the rundown. Slight chaos on the bases, but a run does score, 10-0. We'll go through it again. Daniel Nava, the third base coach for the Quakes, decided to hold Keith when he definitely would have scored. I think they just aren't trying to run the score up.
Luis Rodriguez.
But Garcia, rightfully so, thought he was going to third base because that is normally what would happen on a ball hit that deep into left. Instead, he gets caught in a rundown. He's out. Hernandez, who had the single, took off for a second, decided to just stay there. And Keith, who was standing on third, saw Walters just put the ball in his glove and tag him. So he took off. The pitch is swung on. Deep fly ball left center field. It hops in front of Guzman. That will score Hernandez to make it a 11-0 ball game. RBI single for Rodriguez. Guzman might have been shading closer to right field. I don't think that was out of his reach, but he is dealing with the sun out there. One down. Runners on. Just one runner on first, actually. Beg your pardon. Now Betancourt at the plate. One down. Pitch misses outside. Pitch misses outside. Ball two. Betancourt has reached base three times today. He's walked and singled. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off, out of play.
Broken Windows, Vince and Glassworks, 747-2000.
Lights are on at Valley Strong Ballpark. Haven't taken full effect just yet. Still a lot of sunlight on the playing surface. 2-1. Swung on, fouled off. Two balls, two strikes. 14 hits now today for the Quakes. Two-two, swung on, fouled off, out of play. Perdomo sets. The 2-2, swung on and missed strike three. Betancourt goes down swinging for the second out of the inning.
Visalia, we're $500 down. He's all you need.
That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Marco Hernandez batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. Missing high, ball one. The pitch, swung on, lined out of play behind the McUltra Hall of Fame Club. Two away, the runner on first is still Rodriguez. Hernandez at the plate with one ball, one strike is the count. The pitch, swung on, slow ground ball, third baseman Walters picks it up, throws to second to end the inning. Quakes pick up another two runs. They now lead 11 to nothing going into the bottom half of the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Happy birthday from all of us. Hope you have a great day. Rawhide fans, take your game ticket to the Mill for 10% off the Mill Pizzeria and Tap Room, located in downtown Vine City. The Mill and Crust we trust. Buy tickets to the Rawhide games online at rawhidebaseball.com or by visiting the ticket office, sponsored by Kauia Health, a proud sponsor of the Vine City Oaks. Kauia Health, more than medicine, life. It's now time for the Kauia Health Lucky Roll by a baseball classic, musical chairs. Each contestant represent a role in the Kauia Health grandstand. All righty. Are you ready? You gotta be ready. Go ahead, Naomi, take it away. Oh, I see we got it going already. We better play some music on. All right, we're eliminating one contestant. Let's do it again. All right, now we're down to our last two. One more round. Are you ready? Hurry up. We've got time to go because I'm going to turn it off. Bottom of the sixth inning. For the Oaks, the batter, third baseman, Gene Walters.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, Gene Walters at the plate. Takes ball one high from Kopp. The Quakes lead 11 to nothing, bottom half of the sixth. The pitch is a called strike. The Rawhide only have one hit today. The Quakes have 14. Quite the lopsided game here. The pitch, missing high. Walters, number 9 batter today for the Rawhide. This is only their second time through the lineup. Meanwhile, the Quakes are about to finish their fourth time through the lineup. Pitch to Walters, tried to check his swing, but he does go around. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Missing high, ball 3. Walters, since Davison De Los Santos has been promoted to Hillsboro, seems to be kind of the new starting third baseman. I'm sure we'll see S.P. Chen and Daniel Torres work in there a bit. The 3-2, swung on and missed strike 3. 5 consecutive strikeouts now for Kopp. And is 6th of the evening. That is strikeout number 10 for the Quakes pitching staff today. Batting from the right is Juan Corniel, top of the order. Pitch is swung on and missed strike 1. Corniel, one of 2 Rawhide batters to not strike out today. The other one is Jason Roberson, who's on deck. Pitch misses low, ball 1. Swung on, slow ground ball. The shortstop, Gauthier, fields it. Throw to first in plenty of time. 2 away. Jason Roberson comes to the plate. 2 away. Rawhide trail by 11 in the bottom half of the sixth inning.
Jason Roberson.
Roberson. Grounded out to first, and he's walked today. Pitch is a called strike. As I mentioned, he's one of 2 Rawhide batters who has not struck out today. And he's one of 2 Rawhide batters to reach base. The other is Junior Franco, who's on deck. Pitch misses. 1-1 count, 2 away. Here's the pitch. Missing. Ball 2. Here's the 2-1. Called strike. Two balls, two strikes, two down. The pitch. Missing in, ball three. Roberson has walked today. Full count, two away. Left versus left matchup. Pitch from Kopp. Swung on and missed, strike three. Roberson goes down swinging to end the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Kopp. Going into the seventh, Rawhide trail by 11. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Visit Calavero.net there or give them a call at 559-733-7020. Amish Republic is located at 4235 South Mooney in the Packwood Creek Shopping Center, serving modern Mediterranean food and customizable bowls, wraps, and pitas, locally sourced and crafted with love. Amish Republic, healthy food for happy people. All right, you're ready to win some gift cards from Amish Republic? Check the video board. You may become a star. This is you. Time now for the Hummus Republic Dance Cam. It's you on the screen. Now, the winners will be chosen by the ones that stand up, not waving their hands. So, get on the dance plan. Stand up. Juggle works. You stood up. How about the
largest provider of service dogs to military veterans? To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. Those of you who are listening on the First Pitch app or at RawhideBaseball.com, I apologize for the broadcast being dropped for a split second. Hope it wasn't too long. Right now it's runners on first and second. Nobody out in the bottom half of the seventh inning with De Los Santos, the new pitcher, on the mound. Runner on second is Franco. He singled. And on first is D'Orazio, who just walked on four pitches. Chen takes ball one, high and outside. Chen has struck out twice today. The pitch. Missing very high, gets by the catcher. Franco takes off the throw to third, close but not in time. Heads up play by the catcher, Hernandez. Hit off of the fence, really the padding behind home plate perfectly. Turned around through to third, and Franco too fast. Safe at third base. If it was a slower base runner, he would have been hosed. You can see on the replay there, just perfect bounce for the catcher, but Franco safe with a head first slide. The pitch is called strike. Two balls, one strike. Runner on third, Franco on second, D'Orazio. The pitch. Swung on, a chopper up the middle. The shortstop picks it up, throws it to first. Franco will score. Chen is out, but the Rawhide get on the board. First run of the game coming here in the seventh inning, an 11-1 ball game in the bottom half of the seventh. So Rawhide prevent the shutout. Again, they've only been shut out three times, although the last time was just 2 days ago against the Quakes with a 12-0 score. Now an 11-1 ball game. Alvin Guzman swings at the first pitch. D'Orazio, the runner on third, one away. Guzman has struck out twice today. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. The pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Guzman goes down looking for the second out of the inning. That is the third time he has struck out today. Two down, still a runner on third, and now Davy Estrada will come to the plate. He'll bat from the left side. Estrada, switch hitter for the Hyde. Two down. Estrada has struck out twice today. The pitch. Misses, gets by the catcher. Here comes D'Orazio. The throw to the plate is not in time. D'Orazio scores the second run of the game for the Rawhide, an 11-2 ball game. Heads up base running by D'Orazio, scoring on the wild pitch. Now a 9-run lead for the Quakes in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Base is empty. 1-0 count for Estrada. The pitch. Called strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. One. Called strike outside corner. De Los Santos, 4-0 this season. A 4.28 ERA. It's his 24th appearance out of the bullpen for Rancho this year. The 1-2 to Estrada, low in the dirt, count is even. Does have one save out of two opportunities. He's thrown 28 innings of work for the Quakes this season. Here's the pitch. Cold strike, 3 on the outside corner. Estrada goes down looking to end the inning, but the Rawhide end the shutout. They trail 11-2 going into the eighth inning. We are exactly 2 hours into this ball game. Heading into the eighth, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Get your tickets smarter at ticketsmarter.com.
Open up your lucky number scorecards. Throw your attention to the video board. Let's see if you're a winner. All right, Valley Oaks Golf Course, 10695. Urbane Cafe, 10659. A.W. Restaurants, 10744. Hummus Republic, 10776. Farmers Insurance Agent, Danielle Griffin, 10286. The Orange Works Cafe, 10515. Carnation Pools, 10290. Whippy's Hamburgers, 10404. Bowls Plus, 10443. Maximo's Taqueria, 11176. And TBK Tacos. And lucky numbers 10444. Yeah, these winning numbers and your lucky number scorecard, take it to the general store to claim your prize. For the Oaks, number 19, Zach Barnes. Top half of the eighth inning, heading to the plate for Rancho Cucamonga. David Keith.
Top half of the eighth inning, new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide is Zach Barnes. First pitch from Keith, from Barnes to Keith. Swung on, lined into left field, but Franco underneath it and makes the catch. So again, Zach Barnes, new pitcher in relief for Yeifer Perdomo.
First place, but Junior Garcia.
He is the fourth pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. First pitch thrown, swung on by Damon Keith, but Franco plays perfectly in deep left field to make the catch. One down. At the plate is Junior Garcia. The pitch swung on, lined into right center field. Going to roll all the way to the barn. Garcia heading for second. He'll stay there. Perfectly placed line drive. Huge gap in right center field for him. And it seems to be a theme here against Zach Barnes so far to swing at the first pitch.
Now batting designated hitter, Yander Fernandez.
Yander Fernandez batting from the right side. One away. Runner in scoring position. An 11-2 ball game. The Rawhide finally got on the board in the last half inning. Here's the pitch. Misses low, ball one. Fernandez has four singles today. The pitch misses. Ooh, called strike. I thought it was definitely a ball from the way Fernandez spun out of the way, but it's now a 1-1 count, one away. Looking at the replay, it did look good. Fernandez just must be crowding the plate. From my angle, I can't see where his feet are because of how close we are to home plate. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Corniel is there. Throw to first in time, the first time that Fernandez has been retired today. Two away, Garcia stays at second, and Rodriguez is at the plate. Two down, runner in scoring position. Rodriguez today has an RBI single. The pitch is swung on. Fly ball into right field. Roberson underneath it, and he makes the catch to end the inning. A scoreless inning of work for Zach Barnes in relief for Perdomo. Heading into the bottom half of the eighth, the Rawhide trail by 9. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Two-year complimentary scheduled maintenance and our exclusive 10-year 150,000-mile hybrid battery warranty for wherever adventure takes you. Toyota, let's go places.
Introducing Budweiser Zero. 0% alcohol, 0 grams of sugar. Full Budweiser flavor. For all the moments you want a beer and need to stay on your job. Budweiser Zero.
Esco Speed Depot presents Bark and Bruise here in Valley Strong Ballpark. Before we head over to find out who our MV pump is for that Jordan Lawler Baseball, 706671. 706671. Check your raffle tickets. If you purchase one, 706671. Nagel Baseball, that lucky number is 706343. That's 706343. Yeah, these winning numbers on your lucky number scorecards. Head on over to the general store. And now for the announcement. The announcement of today's Haskell's Beat Depot MV Bump. Let's send it to Naomi.
Hey, guys. I have the winner here for the MVP Pub competition. And the winner is Bonnie Boy. You can pick up your prize in the general store. And thank you, High School Beat Depot, for sponsoring this. I'll take it back to you, Brian.
Horizon Cucamonga now pitching number 43, Christian Suarez. Now batting for the Oaks. First baseman, Sergio Gutierrez.
Sergio Gutierrez at the plate, batting from the right side. Left-handed pitcher on the mound in relief for De Los Santos. Christian Suarez, first pitch to Gutierrez, swung on and missed, strike one. It's an 11-2 ball game, bottom half of the eighth. The Quakes lead. They're out hitting the Rawhide 15-2. Pitch from the southpaw. Swung on and missed strike two. So, Suarez, the fourth pitcher of the evening for the Quakes. Pitching changes brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. 0-2 count to Gutierrez. The pitch. Low on the dirt, bounces in front of the plate. Someone warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Looks like Lister Sosa. One ball, two strikes. One, two. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Gutierrez goes down looking for the first out of the eighth inning. One down. Nobody on for Gene Walters batting from the right side.
Gene Walters.
And looking at camera here, it is in fact Lister Sosa warming in the pen. First pitch, swung on ground ball right to the second baseman. Vancourt is there. The throw to first retires Walters. Two down. Juan Corniel batting from the right side. Two down.
The shortstop, Juan Corniel.
Gary Mattis is coming to the on-deck circle. Looks like he'll be pinch hitting for Roberson if Corniel can get on. Here's the pitch. Missing low and in, ball one. Corniel 0 for 3. He is the only Rawhide batter not to strike out today. 1-0. Missing low and outside. Rawhide have struck out 14 times today. On the other side, the Quakes have struck out just 6 times. The 2-0. Swung on and missed strike 1. Suarez, 5'11", 160 pounds. He'll turn 22 in November this year. 2-1. Missing outside, ball 3. Suarez was signed as an international free agent by the Dodgers in 2018. He's from Venezuela. Three-one count, two down. The pitch. Check swing, but it misses low and inside. He did not go, according to Josiah Shepherd on the bases. And Corniel draws a walk. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. Suarez being relieved. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. They are going to face a pinch hitter, Gary Mattis. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Lorenzo Cucamonga now pitching. Number 41, Kelvin Bautista.
Pinch hitting for Roberson. He swings the first pitch. It's popped up to the second baseman, Betancourt, and he makes the catch to end the inning. Didn't even get to tell you the new pitcher, but it was Kelvin Bautista. One pitch, one out to end the eighth inning. The Quakes lead 11-2. We're going into the ninth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
$10 a month, cancel anytime. Or you can work out at home from the comfort of your own bedroom or surrounded by the lights of your life. Leave home at home and leave the gym to us. Get a great workout with treadmills, ellipticals, weights, free fitness training, and more. Join Planet Fitness for only $10 a month. Cancel anytime.
Join Planet Fitness Visalia today.
Flowers are vital. That's why the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is full of them. Because flowers find a way to break through, just like we will. Join the fight at alz.org/walk.
We are the Central Valley's only five-star
contact.
What does that mean to you?
Great customer service, quality and craftsmanship, pride, safety, and respect.
When we install kitchens, bathrooms, patios, granite, showers, everything. We are
a
five-star team.
Visalia Ceramic Tile on North American Street in Visalia.
Hablamos español.
Top of the ninth inning. Batting for the points. Second baseman, Kenneth Betancourt.
Lister Sosa, new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide in relief for Zach Barnes. He's the fifth pitcher of the evening. First pitch from Sosa is a cold strike. At the plate is Kenneth Betancourt. I'm Jill Gear, and thank you for joining us today for the series finale. It's the top half of the ninth. The Quakes lead 11-2. Pitch misses outside, ball one. Betancourt today has walked, singled twice, and he has struck out. Sosa, a tall right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. The pitch, missing outside, ball two. The Quakes, 11 runs, 15 hits. The Rawhide, 2 runs off of 2 hits. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball, right back to Sosa. He gloves it. He might just tag Betancourt, and he does. Stands right in the middle of the first base line. Decides to just tag him instead of throwing to first. One down. Here's Marco Hernandez batting from the right side. He's 1-for-4 today with a double. This is the series finale. Rawhide trail by 9 in the 9th inning. Pitch is a called strike. Breaking ball from Sosa. So after today, the Rawhide will have an off day, but they will travel down to Inland Empire. Pitch is swung on and missed strike 2 because we have a 12:30 game in San Bernardino against the Inland Empire 66ers on Tuesday, so we'll go down Monday to prevent from having a 4 a.m. bus ride. The 0-2 swung on, fouled off. Sosa sets, glove at the chest. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul tipped. By the way, we do have a defensive change for the Rawhide. Torres is at second base, and SP Chen has moved to third. Pitch is swung on, fouled off, out of play. Looking around, we also have Gary Mattis stays in the game. He's in right field. And Gene Walters is in left. We'll go through those defensive changes again for you. I beg your pardon for not seeing them earlier. The pitch, missing outside. So Mattis, who pinch hit for Roberson, he's now in the game. In right field, this is the first time we're seeing him defensively. He's only been the designated hitter the last two games. Here's the 2-2. Missing low ball 3. Torres, who was on deck when Mattis was out to end the inning, he's going to bat in the third spot, and he's at second base. SP Chen, who was at second, has moved to third. And Walters, who was at third, has moved to left. And Franco no longer in the game. The 3-2, swung on, slow ground ball, diving play, Corniel. The throw is in the dirt and not in time. Gutierrez has to come off the bag. An infield single for Hernandez, almost a great play. Strong throw from Corniel, but just not in time to get the speedy Hernandez. Here's Kyle Frumke now batting from the right side. This is the first time we're seeing him hit this series. Joined the team yesterday. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike 1. Joined the team after Carrion was placed on the injured list. 0-1 count, 1 down. Came in defensively in the last inning. The pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball. Third base side, Chen picks it up in fair territory. The throw to first in time. What a play by SP Chen for the second out of the inning. Two down. Runner on second as Hernandez advances to second. Two down, runner on second.
The shortstop, Austin Gauthier.
Here's the pitch. He tries to hold up, but he does go around as Gauthier at the plate. 0-1 count, two down. Gauthier today is 1-for-4. He's walked and singled. Grounded out twice and has struck out. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. There is movement in the Rawhide pen. I think it's Eric Mendez. The pitch. Missing in. Ball 1. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Infield shading just slightly to the left. 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Gauthier goes down swinging to end the inning. Last chance for the Rawhide. They trail by 9 going into the bottom half of the ninth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
And he's here to help. Learn more about new water use restrictions or conservation programs. Visit CalWater.com. Roger Cucamonga now pitching number 15, Madison Jeffrey. Towards the bottom half of the ninth inning, now batting for the Lysandia Oaks. Number 13, Daniel Torres.
Bottom half of the ninth inning, Daniel Torres leading it off. This is his first at bat of the game. And a new pitcher on the mound is Jeffrey. First pitch misses inside, ball one. Madison Jeffrey, right-handed pitcher in relief for Bautista. Calls the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. The pitch swung on and missed, strike one. Torres, one of the newer additions to the Rawhide. He joined the team during the All-Star break on Thursday. The pitch misses low, ball two. He started game one of this series at first base. Had the day off yesterday and has since come in defensively at second. Oscar Santos on deck. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, fair down the first base side. Torres rounding first. It hits off of the wall and he will hold at first base. That is his first hit as a member of the Rawhide. Welcome to the California League, Daniel Torres. Torres probably would have had extra bases. He has some speed, but because it was placed so close to the foul line, down the first base side, hit off of the wall that kind of juts out there, hit off that corner. Because of that, he's on first instead of on second. Otherwise, might have rolled all the way into the corner. He might have been on third. Oscar Santos will now bat from the right side. Nobody out and a runner on first. Oscar Santos swings the first pitch. It's fouled off out of play. He came in defensively as a catcher in game one. Now we see him pitch hitting here for J.J. DeRozio, who has caught every game this three-game series. The pitch. Called strike. Count is 1-1. 0-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Santos goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. One away. Runner on first, still Torres. And S.P. Chen at the plate.
Heading towards the plate. Third baseman. S.P. Chen.
It is the bottom half of the ninth inning, so last ups for the Rawhide. They trail by 9. The pitch. Called strike. Chen has driven in a run today. Actually has the only RBI of the night for the Rawhide. Pitch is swung on and missed strike 2. Grounds it out to short, but because of that, Franco is able to score from third. Only their run that is scored for the Rawhide was J.J. DeRozio when he scored on a wild pitch. O-2. Swung on, foul tipped. Infield shading to the right. The pitch. Missing high and in, ball 1. Again, this is the series finale. The Quakes, assuming the Rawhide, don't have a 9-run comeback here in the bottom half of the 9th. They will win this series 2-1. But if you combine the 2-3-game series, technically it's split. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. I've been talking about it all series long, how this is the one of 2 3-game series this season. It's against the same team because every single series this year is a 6-gamer. So if you combine them, the Rawhide won the series 2-1 opening weekend, about to lose the series 1-2. You combine them, technically the Rawhide split the 6-game series that just so happened to be with 2 months of games in between. 0-1 count, 2 down. Guzman at the plate. Makes sense in my head, at least. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, ground ball to the first baseman. Garcia picks it up. He will toss it to the pitcher, Jeffrey, covering first, and it is in time to get Guzman. The Rawhide fall to the Quakes by a score of 11-2. And the Quakes take the series 2-1. Final score, Quakes 11 runs off of 16 hits, no errors. The Rawhide, 2 runs off of 3 hits, committed 1 error. Winning pitcher today for the Quakes is Ronan Kopp. Gets the win today. Losing pitcher tonight is Liam Norris. Your steal player of the game is Junior Franco. Franco went 2-for-3 today. He was one of only 2 Rawhide batters to have a hit. The other one was Torres, who actually came in the game for him. So apparently the third spot. Only way that a Rawhide batter could get a hit. Again, the Rawhide only 3 hits today. They do avoid the shutout, but they fall 11-2. Getting ready to sign off from Valley Strong Ballpark, I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for listening to tonight's game. I do hope you enjoy each and every one of these broadcasts. Again, tomorrow will be an off day, although the Rawhide are traveling, so really a travel day for us. And then on Tuesday, we will face the Inland Empire 66ers 12:30 game. Enjoy some day baseball. You can listen to the broadcast at rawhidebaseball.com and also on the First Pitch app. For those of you who like to watch on Minor League Baseball TV, we will be back at home in a week against the Lake Elsinore Storm. First pitch on that Tuesday will be at 6:30. A huge thank you to JT, who mans the cameras, does the replays, basically makes sure that I don't sound crazy on the broadcast. Thank you to JT for helping out. Huge thank you to the Rawhide front office and, of course, First Pitch Entertainment, the ownership group of the Visalia Rawhide. One final time, the Quakes, 11 runs, 16 hits, no errors. The Rawhide, 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. I'm Jill Guerin, signing off from Valley Strong Ballpark. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening. Rawhide.